This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
You're listening to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal.
Something's not right, man. Something's not right. Something's bullshit here, and I don't believe it.
Honestly, this crazy shit could be completely possible.
Disclaimer, we reserve the right to be wrong, ladies and gentlemen. You think you know the whole story? Think again.
Now your hosts, Eric and Everett.
Welcome to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal, a lineupmedia.fm production, and we are back with a new look for YouTube only. Podcasters, same old thing.
Same old thing. It's been 2 weeks.
It has been 2 weeks.
We were off last week. It was holiday week.
It wasn't holiday week last week, but yeah, sure.
That's the running joke at this point.
It wasn't a holiday. Yeah. No.
I mean, I'm going to get smacked later for that probably. I don't know.
Yeah, I got yelled at.
I get a random smacking. I'll have it.
Eric had some things to tidy Shopify up.
Puration. Yeah, I saw that. Keith, I just haven't had a chance to get back with you. Anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. This week is a highly requested topic.
Yes, yes.
It's probably been requested for a year or better.
Yeah, I was going to say, I said I thought the most requested topic. You didn't think so, though.
I think we've had more requests than this, but I'm too lazy to really go back and see what's been more requested. We've done so many fucking topics.
Alex Jones was requested for a while before we did that.
Yeah, we have a tendency to like wait until people don't care anymore.
I think the Black Eyed Kids, probably the most.
That's been a long one, at least. Maybe not the most, but
yeah,
but National Park disappearances.
2 years are better. Anyway, yeah.
So the story goes,
what's it about, man?
Tons of people disappear in the national park systems.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, people, like, for paranormal reasons, they don't know how to be a nature man or a woman, they just disappear.
I got to go with Sasquatch, man. Well, first
there's
thought.
A few people out there think it's Sasquatch. Yeah, Armand, are you familiar with this before today?
No, I wasn't. Not at all.
I wasn't familiar with it.
I did a little
before.
Reading on it. And it is fascinating because they're not just, you know, like Western parks, Great Smokies, Appalachian Trail.
Right.
Yeah, you know, I don't know.
It's everywhere.
It's not just in America, too. It's not just the national parks, either.
Oh, really?
A lot of people just go just missing in the wilderness. But apparently in the national parks since the inception of the system, in what was it, the 1870s with Yellowstone? 1872,
that was the first one, yeah. I think that's correct.
There's been something like 1,500, 1,600 people have disappeared.
That many?
Without a trace. That's
without a trace.
Yeah. Well, there's been a trace.
Now. Well, some of them without a trace.
Some, they, yeah.
But a lot of them. Let's jump right into it. So lately, there's been a lot of publicity brought to this subject by
recent popularity
by David Paulides. He's got this whole Missing 411 series of books. It's been out for a while. He's got the Missing 411 movie coming out. Have you seen that? Have you seen the
trailer? Is that a documentary?
I'm sure he has a podcast.
Dramatic.
It's after watching the trailer, I think it's kind of dramatized because it looks like they're leading you to believe that it's a Sasquatch type of being, which is not surprising because if you check into David Paulides, he authored the book Tribal Bigfoot, and he's the founder of the North American Bigfoot Search.
He also
which is a website and. It's actually a pretty nice website. I went to it. Lots of good info. It's not like your standard 50 ads on the right-hand side. Go see all my partners. I got 19 podcasts. It wasn't like that. He did have a few links to Amazon to pick up his book. Can't blame a guy. You got to eat, right?
Right.
So I don't feel too bad about that. But I'm always a little weary whenever you got people that...
Wary.
Sorry, Armand.
Depends on how you pronounce it.
Wary.
Well, if he's weary, he means he's sleepy.
Well, I'm a little sleepy of people... between the different types of stuff we cover. You know what I mean? This guy here is now in the missing people in the national parks plus Bigfoot. I mean, it's weird. What, throwing aliens and this guy's got everything.
Like you can only be an expert in one thing, I think.
I'm not saying you can only be an expert in one thing, but whatever, you start to hedge your bets and cover multiple paranormal type of things like that and put out books and put yourself in the limelight for it.
It vitiates
your
credibility.
It just cheapens it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It dilutes it.
Yeah. Right. That's kind of my only problem with the guy. Other than that, I mean, he's appeared on...
Have you read any of his books?
No, I'm not. He's appeared on countless conspiracy shows and podcast shows. He was on Coast to Coast AM, which everybody...
Of course.
It's a big one. He's spoken at MUFON conferences.
MUFON? Mutual UFO Network, yeah.
Yeah, it's a big UFO thing out there.
It's a whole thing, Armand. You'd have to check out.
MUFON, I like that.
Check it out.
Yeah, check that out. He's got, I think 8 books now. With the Missing 411 series?
Yeah, yeah.
What's his take on this?
So he was an ex-cop. He heard about this from a few park rangers. approached him in a park one time. Eric says money. I don't disagree. Everything. Sure. It's always boils down to the dollar.
Anyway.
Of course. Unless you're crazy.
Yeah, keep going.
Any which way, the two park rangers come up to him. Hey, listen, we've been here a while. We've been through shit tons of searches. And let me tell you, there's some weird stuff going on in the National Park Services. And this guy does his due diligence as much as you can in this sort of thing. And finds out one weird, interesting fact that I think is weirder than most of it. There hasn't really been any specific statistics kept on missing persons in national parks.
Sure.
It's not a statistic.
Well.
Okay.
Maybe.
Well, we did. Eric and I found. So we went on the National Park Service website, nps.gov. They actually do have a whole dedicated division for disappearances now.
Yeah. And now it's there. We don't know when it got put there, but
yeah, we don't know exactly its origin. But
well, now that you've done your due diligence, does this strike you as eerie? I mean, you would think.
Let's slow down. Let's go through the whole narrative.
I'm just asking
here,
you if you think this is odd at all before we even begin.
I'll tell you in 40 minutes.
Okay. Usually, I get your response right off. I don't care.
You know.
Let's hit that main one first. Stacy Ann Aris.
So this is the 14-year-old girl who was there with her family. There's like six people in her family. Right. What year was this?
This was 1981.
So it's 1981.
Wow, to the day. Today, July 17th. Wow.
That was on purpose.
Wow, that is eerie.
That is weird. 39 years to the day.
That's right. No, 38.
Oh, that's not the good one.
You fucked it up.
Yeah, there you go. I didn't get the rim shot.
Yeah, well,
38 years to the day.
38 years to the day.
Well, there were thousands of hours of man hours logged in the search for this
$40,000 bill. Now, that is a crime.
The story goes with her. They were staying at a group of cabins, a campsite. And there was supposedly, and the story kind of differs here a little bit, a lake within earshot. Some say you could see the lake from the cabins, but it was. Right. It turns out this lake is far enough away that you couldn't hear yourself. Anyway, she tries to get her dad to go down the lake with her to take some pictures. Eventually, she gets an older person in her group to go down with her. They start down the trail or whatnot. She steps off the trail slightly, steps behind a tree, basically, as the story goes, and she disappears. Gone forever. The only thing they ever find of her is her camera lens.
Camera lens?
Just the lens.
Just the lens?
Lens cap.
Oh, the lens cap.
Yeah, not the lens. Sorry. Okay. I sometimes fuck that up.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's an interesting.
Yes, the lens came all the way off the camera.
Yeah, that is eerie. Yeah.
So that's okay, a pretty eerie one. That's just one that's kind of weird. They add up fucking quickly. Let's start going through.
Well, hang on. I thought that old man was suspect, first of all.
That's the first thing I would think.
Yeah,
he's a 77-year-old dude. Let me ask you this. How many?
They're just as perverse as anybody else.
I'm not saying they're not perverse, but there is able. I mean, granted, she was a 14-year-old girl, but she was like 5'10 or something at the time. She was a big, she's riding a horse rider, you know what I mean?
Strapping.
Who's the oldest person you know right now?
Armand's dad. How old's your dad?
86.
Pretty old.
You think 10 years ago your dad could have been banging somebody 10 years ago?
My dad?
Yeah.
You think he could have 10 years ago taken out a 14-year-old girl?
100%.
I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. 10 years ago, I think he could have. Yeah.
Maybe. Okay. Well, we'll give it that. I'm not saying your dad was responsible for this girl.
On the trail though, on Yosemite. I mean, she's run away.
Was he in California at the time?
Does he have
an alibi?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to ask him.
Oh shit. I hope he
can't remember what he had for lunch.
I like your dad.
Yeah, I just thought that 77-year-old man that was like, yeah, I'll follow her. And then he like mysteriously like turned back after 20 minutes. Like, that's too far for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
Well, it's a lot of inconsistencies because supposedly that the lake is right by the cabins. Okay, so if they were going from the cabins to the lake, why did he turn around after 20 minutes? How the fuck far away is the lake if you're fucking turning around after 20 minutes because you're not there? Come on, man.
Okay.
I don't know. There's a lot of inconsistencies in these.
You know, I found this article on the Night Sky.
You suspect, but I don't
think. The nightsky.org, the address for the page is thenightsky.org/parks.html. Mm-hmm. I'm going to cherry pick some stuff out of this because there's a lot of, weird. They're directing you in a certain narrative way. I just kind of want to hit the facts and keep away from the opinion.
Sure, sure.
So it says most of the people who have disappeared are children between ages 20 months and 12 years and the elderly age 74 to 85. Typically, a search is initiated and runs for about 10 days and then dropped. So I guess that makes sense. You know, the younger people and older people, the ones who can't really take care of themselves, they get separated easily. They get disoriented easily. Right. They don't have the sense of direction that a person of sound mind, you would say, would have.
I don't know about
sound mind and body.
Fully developed.
There we go. Yeah, well, children, I would say.
They're just not. The frontal lobe isn't developed yet. That's all.
It says here 50% of the children who go missing are found dead, and the ones who are found miles away from where they disappeared in areas seemingly impossible for them to get to on their own.
Mm.
Again, this guy draws a lot of his own conclusions. And
is this Paulides again or whatever?
No, this is just an article I found, I said, on thenightsky.org. I'm not attributing it to the specific author. Let me see if I can here. No, it doesn't look like it's listed on the article itself, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you have a lot of examples here, and
Turk was last updated 6/19 of this year. Oh, this is, you don't have access to this one. This is one that was only for me, Armand.
Oh, Armand.
Sorry about that, sir. I'll keep going here.
Oh, hey, I think I got the quote here from the old man.
Okay, what's the old man say?
The old man says, "As I look back, I noticed that the trail I was walking on, he was on a horse, had lost all sense of familiarity. There were trees I didn't see, certain plants I didn't know for sure. Regardless, I kept my composure and stared deeply into the woods to see what made the snapping sound. I scanned the area and didn't see any life forms, but for some reason, my eyes started to fixate on a particularly unnerving dark section of the forest. For whatever reason, my entire body started to lock up, and every single alarm bell in my head was pinging. No matter how hard I tried to focus on this dark patch, I couldn't see shit. I had the weirdest sensation of being able to see each individual branch and plant in high detail, but I couldn't focus on the scene overall. It was super blurry, and I also felt my internal flight-or-flight mechanism flipping in between the two decisions faster than a coin toss." So, faster than a coin in a coin toss.
Sounds like, he's getting a little delirious, maybe sunstroke or something like that.
20 minutes will do that to you.
Yeah, well, it doesn't take long.
Here's a good question that was asked in the chat. How far would you need to be separated to be lost from your group? Both opinion and what you think is the actual number for you. And then
it
would
be very far. Because
you die in the apocalypse. Yeah, I have no doubt of your
I can't handle
forestry
myself,
experience.
Right.
Before I would consider myself separated from the group?
Yeah.
I don't know. You'd have to define separated a little bit better, because I could walk a mile behind you. And
out of earshot.
On the same trail. Or
out of earshot. If you yell and nobody can yell back,
I'd say it depends on
you're pretty far apart.
Depends on your ability, really.
Right. If I'm not lost, I don't say I'm separated. If I'm lost, I'm separated.
Yeah, but if you could see your party or yell at them and they hear you, not separated. Yeah, you're lost, but there they are. Right?
Yeah.
You found them.
Yeah.
But if you're yelling and nobody's yelling back, and all you see is this
trees,
vistas of whatever, trees, mountains, lakes, whatever.
I don't know, because I really feel like if you're a good outdoorsman, you can be like, all right, well, I'm gonna go hunt for us tomorrow and go kill a pig, camp out, come back, find the group tomorrow.
If there's pigs in there,
you get what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Yeah. Right. But I'm just saying if your ability's there, I don't feel like separated is even an issue, you know what I mean, from your group. If you can build a fire.
If you're a woodsman, I mean, 11, 12-year-old kids, old men,
it does make sense
that they would be the ones.
What would you say about a firefighter captain?
Well, you would think he would know how to handle himself.
Well, he don't remember shit for a week.
Well, maybe he had some head trauma. I don't know.
Maybe.
Yeah, I'll talk about it.
How about this here? Yosemite National Park, with 40 to 45 cases, has the largest cluster of vanishings, and oddly, in most areas where disappearances have occurred, huckleberries are almost always in great abundance. Huckleberries,
what do you make of that?
I've never seen a huckleberry.
I had a huckleberry pie once. And I didn't even know what it was.
Is huckleberry hound so named because of his color?
Oh, is that what it is? What is a huckleberry?
A fucking huckleberry is
a
thing.
It's a dark berry.
It's a real berry.
Yeah. They apparently exist.
Yeah. Huh. Wow.
How about this? This is weird. The majority of children who have disappeared had dogs with them. In some cases, the dogs returned, but the children never did. Okay. Children found alive won't talk about their experience or say they don't remember what happened to them. They're found usually running a low-grade fever and appear traumatized. See, this is weird. This guy's saying, I think he's putting generalizations maybe where they're not, but let's give him
low-grade fever and traumatized, huh?
In all cases, the parents say that the child was right behind them whenever they disappeared. Usually, the children are wearing bright, colorful clothing.
Of course. Yeah, that's the...
When they disappear, and even they're found miles away without shoes they were wearing, their feet are not scratched or bruised.
So that's crazy if that's the case. They've been found, and they don't know what happened.
The cases where they had been found, right.
Yeah, so that's weird about this, because some of them, they're being grouped all together, but some of them found, some of them not found. Like, some of them found dead, some of them they found the body, some they didn't find shit, some they found their clothes, but they're grouping all of them together in this missing in a national park, regardless of the outcome.
Let me tell you this. Let me just read this. Many of the areas that people have disappeared from carry such names as Devil's Gulch, Devil's Lookout, Twin Devil Lake, and the Devil's Punch Bowl. Were they perhaps named to reflect the evil people that have since in these places over time?
The Devil's Piss Pot.
What else you got?
I'll think of some more.
And it's not a sex joke.
The Devil's Poop.
Devil's Commode.
I'm pooping at this.
Jesus Christ. Devil's urinal.
95% of cases, and this is a weird, I'd like to see the stats on this one.
Yes.
95% of cases, bad weather strangely follows a disappearance.
What do they consider bad weather?
Yeah, well, it washes out footprints and other clues, making it impossible to carry on a search until the weather clears. So something about disappearing brings on bad weather.
It must be the ghouls.
Well, is it not the other way around?
I don't know, man.
Right. You'd think that'd be more logical.
Yeah, right.
The
weather, yeah. I would think in a thunderstorm, that might.
Why did I not think of that? You are a beautiful, beautiful man, Armand. That is a great point.
See, but you do not observe, Watson.
All right. How about this weird case?
All right.
98% to 99% of cases, tracking dogs are unable to find a scent or simply refuse to track.
I don't believe it. Dogs don't care nothing about what you got going on in your agenda and making money and selling books.
Yeah, they smell.
They're there to sniff the scent. If it ain't there, it ain't there.
Almost 98% of disappearances.
What's that point?
The point is that the dog doesn't give a fuck about what the story that you're telling. Yeah. The dogs could not just, they just wouldn't.
They're spooked, man, is what the point is. They're spooked. They're not doing
that's what
it.
I'm getting
or there's
at.
No scent, right? I mean, obviously there's something wrong.
The weather.
They refused. The dogs refused. They told them, we're not doing that.
Man, we sound ultra, like, not into this one.
Oh, I know. It's not that we're not into it.
It's not.
Well, this guy's
it
article.
It doesn't thrill me.
This guy's article, the way he produces these facts are written in such a way where you go, listen, dummy.
You got to sift through a lot of BS with this one.
Right.
Are these all from the same guy?
This here I'm going through is. How about almost 98% of disappearances occur in the afternoon? Searchers have been known to cover an area over 100 times, only to find the person later, alive or dead, in the same area they searched before. Whatever. Of course, 98% occur in the afternoon. I would say most people fucking disappear in the afternoon whenever they're out hiking, which is, I would assume, 98% of people go hiking in the afternoon.
I don't hike in the middle of the night, though.
Well, that's what, I don't think most people.
If you go out in the morning, you're not disappeared till afternoon, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And you're not going to go out at night. I mean, you're certainly not going to let your children wander around at night.
I would hope not.
No, I do. I let my kid go outside if in the middle of the night if she wants to. Yeah, you can go. You can go ride your bike in the middle of the street. No reflectors, none of that. I do that. No, well, not at all. People, of course, people aren't going to let their kid out in the middle of the night to go
walk. That's what broke up your marriage.
Yeah, it's because of the late night walks.
There's one other thing I wanted to address, too. There's a thing going around on the internet, I looked into this, that the national parks are not owned by America. The rumor in what people are perpetrating out there is that in the...
Perpetuating.
Stop it. The government signed over control of the national parks over to the United Nations and UNESCO.
Yeah, that's not true.
I never heard that.
Yeah, okay.
Well, it's only circulating in a small community.
It's Department of Interior, right? They
exactly.
own it.
You are exactly right.
Okay.
Let me read this. This is the same guy. Also interesting to know, and I'm not certain many individuals are aware of this, but we do not own our national parks. The shocking truth is, in 1972, the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, drew up a treaty called the Convention Concerning Protection of the World Cultural and Natural Heritage.
Mm-hmm.
UNESCO's official website says, which has no fucking jurisdiction, you know what I mean, just because they say anything.
So what?
World heritage sites belong to all the people of the world, irrespective of the territory in which they are located. Okay, whoopity-doo, it says that.
Drop dead, UNESCO,
So it says here, going on... By signing on the UNESCO's convention in 73 under Nixon, the U.S. agreed to manage our parks according to the standards set by UNESCO. Again, this guy's directly contradicting himself. Giving up sovereignty, over our territory and submitting to the UN's agenda. There's nothing there that says you're giving up sovereignty.
No.
We agreed to standards set to regulate private lands surrounding the sites, receive UN technical and professional training, accept emergency... I'm going to stop there. This guy's basically just saying
them are owned by private people, too. Like if it, you know what I mean? Like
is it Trump that wants to privatize our national parks?
I hope so. I think we should. Well, not the national parks, but it's like 50% of the Western states are owned by the government.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Sell that shit.
Of course.
What would you buy? What state would you buy?
I wouldn't buy any. If I had money, I'd buy some property somewhere, but.
See, if I had money and some missiles, I'd do it like
Wyoming.
Wyoming? Yeah. I don't like the wide open spaces, though.
But they got a capital named Cheyenne.
That's correct. That's the capital of Wyoming. Yeah.
Let's pop into some of the disappearance cases that we have here.
Sure, sure.
So one I had highlighted was interesting of a disappearance of a small two-year-old boy who disappeared in Yosemite in 1957. In that case, the boy simply vanished as he walked around the perimeter of his family's campsite. Bloodhounds and hundreds of people searched for him. He apparently climbed up 3,000 feet straight up a mountain. He was found dehydrated and suffering from exposure with a T-shirt, no pants, one sock, and no shoes.
One sock?
Sock.
At that point, you're not taking the one sock off.
But what's crazy is how he climbed up 3,000 foot up the mountain somehow. And it was up there. That's where they found him.
They found him 3,000 feet up the mountain?
3,000 feet
up
the
mountain. And you don't remember getting up there?
Doesn't remember.
This is a documented case, huh?
Somebody else was there.
Apparently the FBI. Again, this is coming from that same guy who says we don't own the national parks.
Right.
So, again, take it with a grain of salt, which is a lot of the information you'll come across on this, is take it with a grain of salt, try to find more than one version of the story, because there's a lot of versions of all these stories out there.
Yeah.
Definitely is.
But if the point being, that kid could never, that toddler could never have scaled a 3,000-foot mountain.
I wouldn't think so. I mean, I've seen some
crazy shit on TV. Dude, my sister's little kid, I feel like you can see his six-pack in his, you know, he might be able to do it. I don't
know.
He's
like Armand Jr. in that kind of
regard. Oh, dude, he'd kick your ass. All and he was he two?
Four. He's turned four.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, just turned
four. Was it four?
Four.
Yeah. Fuck it.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyways, move on. Please.
This was kind of interesting. One of the strangest finds by Rangers was of a missing man named Charles McCooler, who was found leaning against a log, his pants around his ankles.
Well, that is odd. Yeah.
Well, it gets even odder. The only parts left of him were part of his tibia and his right pant leg and part of his skull and his scapula bones in 1-inch by 1-inch pieces.
Here's my question. How do they know?
What's a scapula?
No, scapula is a shoulder blade.
Very good. Very good.
If they know, if he was, he said he was leaned over a stump?
Leaning against a log.
Okay. How is he leaning when all that was left of him was his foot, his shoulder blade, and, I mean, what's he leaning? He's laying there.
Tibia, yeah.
Hey,
tibia.
Man.
Yeah, I mean.
Beats the shit out of me.
I don't know.
Well, that's a curiouser and curiouser.
I mean, I just asked the questions here.
Here's another Yosemite one. This is one I read this year earlier. I think I did. In a more recent Yosemite case, a young woman. I want to see how you react to this one. Right. Eric, you just poker face it.
Okay.
A young woman was found dead at the bottom of a high cliff from where it seems she had been flung.
Flung.
Yes. It was determined that she had been raped after her fatal fall.
Ooh. Well, okay. There's all sorts.
I figured you would have laughed.
I don't think so.
Eric and I both.
That's not a laughable.
Yeah, me and Eric.
We didn't laugh. Not about risible. That. Stop saying
that's
that.
That's sick.
It was,
right. That's what I said.
We laughed at the depravity. It's like, holy shit, who would do that?
I know some guys who would do that.
Throw somebody off a cliff, yeah. And then once they're down there on the
bottom. Well, I don't know if they throw them off the cliff, but like if they came across one.
Wait a minute, you guys. It's too late. Is it?
Yeah, we don't know.
I'll stand down here.
We're making some bad
jokes. I'll catch her.
Going to fucking hell for that.
Yeah, that's not.
Let's see. In 81 in Yosemite, a 14-year-old girl. That's Stacey Rosberry did that one. 7-year-old man. Yeah, yeah. Pretty
puts
crazy.
The lotion on its skin.
But that's. I don't know if I'd file that under, you know, MUFON or whatever.
It's definitely not MUFON.
Yeah, that's under.
Let's just say missing
411. That's under PERVs. PERV on.
That Constantino Filipidis is a good one, Everett.
Go ahead, man.
So he was 49. He was from Toronto. He's a captain of his local fire department. Right. He went missing on February 7th. There was a six-day search party. It was 7,000 man hours logged just for searching for this guy. And he wakes up in the Sacramento airport with 3,000 miles away with no memory of what happened other than being in a big rig truck. The thing about it is, though, like they found
like
his...
drugged.
Right. Well, they found his ski boots at the scene, and he was wearing his boots in the airport. Like, I don't know. But that was weird to me, and I felt like I needed to mention that because every article said his boots were at the scene and that he had his boots on at the airport. Same boots.
That's a weird one. Hey, here's another little consistency you'll see in some of these. A lot of the times that people are found or evidence is found, they find their clothing. But what's odd about it is they claim to find the clothing in like a neat pile as if the person had been standing and their body just disappeared, and the clothes just dropped.
Vader cut their head off. They became one with the Force.
Yeah, they Obi-Wan.
Yeah, like Obi-Wan was killed, right? Yep. They didn't find him either.
No, they didn't.
It's true. He died, though.
No, he didn't. He became one with the Force. That's exactly what the fuck that means. He didn't die. He ascended. Alec Guinness definitely died.
He did. What else you got, Eric? Any other good examples?
Well, here? I had that one. And then, we were just going to go to the top 10 on the national parks with the numbers wise on that.
It's interesting that, the first one's kind of interesting to me.
This chart I got here?
You would think.
Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah.
The chart?
Yeah.
So this chart isn't of disappearances. Where the fuck is it? I've lost the page.
It's search and rescue missions.
It's right. It's of...
bottom of two.
I've lost two.
Yeah, weird. Well...
Oh, no, there it is.
So lucky for you, I've got two.
Two and three, which is weird that I couldn't see it. I'm just blind. Let's see. So the amount of search and rescue missions in 2017 here listed by park. What do you think the park in the country had the most search and rescue missions?
Well, I see it right in front of me.
Well, you're no fun.
Yeah, you shouldn't give me this. I wouldn't have picked this,
This
by
is
the way.
Last time you'll get my printout.
I'm
just kidding.
I certainly would have picked it.
Lake Mead, National Recreation Area. Eric? Did not know exactly where Lake Mead is.
Yeah, so
now he does.
Nevada California border.
Thank you, Armand. I appreciate that.
I'm not making fun. I'm saying for anybody like the dumbass Eric, who didn't know where Lake Mead was, it's the the giant lake that was created by the Colorado whenever they dammed it up for the Hoover Dam.
Can you get a thumbs up or a thumbs down in the chat if you knew, right off the top of your head, let's be honest, where Lake Mead was?
I bet 95% of people know where Lake Mead is, wouldn't you?
Man, I don't know that that's true.
I don't know. I mean, it's popular. I lived in L.A., and, you know, I mean,
well, yeah, people just go there drive for the weekend. Ventura, lick you up and down.
Yeah, we know Armand, right?
I'm
right?
cool.
Oh, God.
Oh, yes.
Anyway.
Never gets old.
Jesus. My Lord, shut up. He needs some loving.
Right. Why don't we just play that instead of doing the show? How about that?
It's so, definitely more
since
fun.
Everybody's amused by it so much.
Play that again in the social show today.
Definitely.
So Lake Mead National Rec Area had 563 search and rescue missions through November 2017. Almost more than double of what the Grand Canyon had at 290. Then Yosemite comes in at 233. That's your top three there. So that right there alone is fucking over 1,100.
That's crazy, though. You know
Yellowstone's
what I mean?
Not in the top 10, huh?
No, guess not. Oh, yeah, but think about Yellowstone. I can see people. There's Yellowstone has places everywhere all over that fucking park. Yeah, buildings.
You think this might walk over a geyser or something. And
really? I mean, have you been there?
Vaporized.
Have you been there?
No,
well, the geysers aren't really really easily to get to. Like, like if you tried to make, I guess you could probably make it to Old Faithful if you wanted to make a run for it.
How far is it?
You pull into the parking lot, and then you walk up across some trailers. They got trailers there for administration. They got like some bathrooms and shit, whatnot. And then you get to some small half log bleachers built out of, like, in a big semicircle around probably 150 feet away is the what do you call it, the geyser?
Yeah,
Faithful. And you just sit there and wait. I guess if you
goes off every 50 minutes or so,
something like that. There's rangers all over the place, but I don't know. I think if you wanted to run and jump into it for whatever dumb reason, you could.
Well, it's not the only one, though, right?
I mean, no, there's shit tons
like
of geysers.
90% of the geysers in the world are at Yellowstone.
Iceland has a shit ton of them, too.
Oh, man, I heard somebody got their skin boiled off because they jumped into one of those.
Well, they got that pool, that multicolored pool. I forget what it's called. But it's like hundreds of degrees. Well, not hundreds of degrees. Damn near boiling. Somebody jumped in after their dog.
Oh.
Bad idea. Bad idea.
Oh, my God.
We got a lot of ups and downs. What were you asking about?
If they knew where Lake Mead was.
You got a down, a nope, an up, an up, a down, an up, a down.
It's like about
Armand's sexy Jewish body.
Yeah. Hey, knock it off.
We're up by two. So. The not knowers are up by two.
Wow.
You idiots. I told you that wasn't something that, like,
I'm
didn't
kidding.
Feel like
you're
it
not
was...
idiots. Only you down ones are.
Thumbs up the video. Oh, yeah. Hey, good call, Marissa. That's 100% true.
What did she say?
Or thumbs down it. She said, don't forget thumbs up the video.
Thumbs down the video if you're Team Everett.
Uh oh.
Don't worry. Nobody's Team Everett.
No, of course not. Why would they
so
be?
So we'll get nothing.
Are you still losing?
Bad.
I am a loser.
509 to 490.
I'm looking for another good, interesting experience here, or interesting disappearance here. What do you got, Eric? Any other good ones?
No.
60% of the geysers in the world
are all good ones, and they're all, it's not that they're all right, not good ones.
I got a good one here.
It's that.
I got some highlighted in this one that seemed kind of interesting. 6-year-old boy who disappeared in 1969 in the Great Smoky Mountains. Two families with the last name Martin happened upon each other, and their two sons began playing hide and seek in nearby bushes.
Hmm. Yes.
When the parents called the boys into camp and one didn't return, the boy's father went to find help. A rainstorm began as he ran, always a rainstorm right after, began as he ran down the hill. At the same time, further down the hill, another family with the last name of Key heard a sickening scream and looked up to what they thought at first was a man hiding in the bushes. The boy's father reached the valley and called the FBI to meet him at the park, but the agent told him to meet them in another location, which made no sense. So this goes on. You'll see a lot of this, too, like where there's cover-ups and whatnot. Let's see. Yeah. Da, 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 da.
If I were writing a script, that wouldn't be a bad, you know, we don't know what happened to him, officer. You know, we were just hitchhiking and he disappeared. That'd be a great way to get rid of a body.
That's one of my theories too about a lot of these is like people around. Are a convenient way to kill a spouse or something.
Yeah, I mean, it's better than doing it at like
Penn
Station or
something. Well, think about it from a parent's point of view. Like if your kid's going lost, say I'm contacting the park ranger. Hey, my kid's lost in the woods. I can't find him. I need your help.
Yeah.
Well, meet me at Shirley's Breakfast Diner 10 miles outside of Yuma, you know, whatever. Like, no, come to the damn park where the kid's lost at.
Yeah.
I mean,
is that what they do?
He just said that the ranger wanted him to meet somewhere else at a different location instead.
Right.
Yeah, I'd be
he's in on
like,
it.
No.
Exactly.
Yep.
Meanwhile, Mr. Martin stayed in the park 2 months looking for his son who was never found.
2 months?
The father stated that when Key family spotted the man in the bushes, he or it was carrying something on its shoulder. However, none of this information the Key family proffered was included in the FBI report. You know that word, proffered?
Proffered, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Offered, fancy way of saying.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Paulides. So this is one of his. This is one of his.
Uh-oh.
Was told during his investigation. This is what I got highlighted here. That some wild men live in the park, and that the Park Service had not been able to control them. Wild,
really?
Men. Oh, so you know the wild men, like wild men in Tennessee.
Yeah, like the wild one.
Right. It's like a Sasquatch type of thing. Actually,
is that what they are?
Yeah. Uh-huh. 12 other people have disappeared in the same area, and the FBI agent monitoring those cases allegedly committed suicide.
How long, if you lost your kid, how long would you look? 2 months?
Dude, I don't know. It depends on the circumstances. You know what I mean?
What? Which kid?
See, I was thinking about... No, just on the circumstances of the disappearance.
Apparently has a favorite. I don't know.
Well, I was thinking, too, like, if you lost your kid in a national park like this, if you ever leave, you got... I feel like if I was to go... Like, if I was at Yosemite and lost my kid...
Right. I would never leave Yosemite.
Yeah, I can't leave, because to leave is just... That's
you
it.
You give up. You're giving up on your kid.
So, well, I don't know.
Really? I mean, I don't have kids, this so guy you guys would be looking forever, huh? Basically, you'd never give up.
This guy stayed for 2 months.
2 months, yeah. That's a pretty long time.
I don't know. I hope to never have to figure that out.
I hope not.
You bunch of perverts in chat. God.
What happened?
Somebody's saying, I'm sure Jeffrey Epstein is somehow involved.
No, well, that's funny. I'm okay with that. Bring on the Epstein jokes. Those are completely all right.
Yeah, those are okay.
Something about Eric's forearms. Is that what you're talking about?
I know. I was trying to arm wrestle Armand earlier and he wouldn't do it.
Anyway.
Got a bad wrist.
This phenomenon is...
carpal fracture.
He goes on to say, this phenomenon is not limited to the U.S.
Got a hernia.
In the Philippines, many people disappeared, most never returning, blah, 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 blah.
What about what about around the world? You got any statistics on other parks?
Not so much statistically, but the narrative you're going to see is people disappear in the woods.
Okay, that makes sense to me. All right.
That was my problem.
I don't believe that.
I think I've killed Eric.
Oh, fuck.
You think it's more likely people disappear in the woods or flat Earth?
That's going to be the common denominator. I'm going to go with something about a park, too.
I'm going to say it's more likely people disappear in the woods and the Earth is flat. Yeah,
people disappear in the woods than they do in urban centers. Are you bold enough to make that statement?
No, I would say there's more people in urban centers. So would you say per 1,000 people or per 100,000 people there are more disappearances?
We have the robot grandma down. Hang on.
We have the robot grandma. What are you talking about?
It's the same one as the John Doe. Give me a sec.
Eric's looking for his particular...
Well, I remember when we did... Remember the Bermuda Triangle? Somebody did a study.
Many moons ago,
and there's not... Statistically, there aren't any more disappearances in the Bermuda Triangle than any other part of the ocean, apparently. If you believe that.
I don't.
I don't know if this Paulides guy would.
Because the Bermuda Triangle is the Devil's Triangle.
I thought it was the Devil's... Well, is that...
Devil's Triangle.
Another one of those Devil's things, yeah.
So I found out about the robot grandma.
Let's hear it.
I'd be reading straight from it. It's not anything that I'd be giving you. So John Doe's a 3-year-old boy was missing near Mount Shasta at 6:30 p.m. and was found later at 11:30 p.m. He has now recounted his missing time. He tells a story that he was taken into a cave that he thinks is underground. He says he knows it's dark outside, but when in the cave, he could see the entrance and it's light outside. He said he's with a woman who looks like his grandma and he thought it was his grandmother. In the cave, he saw other things. He saw other things in the cave that looked like people, but they are robots that aren't moving. After a while, he figures out the woman isn't his grandmother. Even though she is nice and polite with him, he concludes she's a robot. He said that there was some unusual light coming from her head.
Oh, God.
Well, bummer. Started to get pushy. Maybe she was like, what movie was that? It. Like, throw the thing, hit him in the head. Anyway.
Deadlights.
How old is this kid?
Deadlights, that's right.
How old is this kid?
This kid is 3.
Oh, 3.
Yeah. So after a while, he figures out the woman isn't his grandmother. Oh, yeah, light's coming from her head. She started to get pushy, took out some sticky paper and put it on the ground and asked him to defecate on it. For real? The fuck? Nobody said anything about that. Hey, kid. Hey, little kid, can you shit on this piece of paper? Right. It's a sticky note.
Isn't that how you pooping?
Something.
No, goddamn.
I'm going to quote Eric.
Nobody told
here.
Me about this.
Something's not right here.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Wait, you say this old lady, this old robot lady made you shit on what?
The one with the lights coming out of her head?
You mean like a post-it note? Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, he said he didn't have to go and she got mad. He said he saw small guns and things around the perimeter of the cave, and they had to dust them off. So that was it. It didn't give a whole lot of information on it. But
did they dust off his feces?
I mean, long story short, the kid thought it was his grandma. She was a robot. She wanted him to shit on a piece of paper. So it was a thing.
I'm not sure I like the plot of that movie. It needs work.
No.
Second act.
That's your next script, Armand.
Yeah, I don't think the second act's working here.
Yeah, me either. That's a weird
one. That kid's nuts.
Let me ask you this.
He needs psychiatric
What
help.
Do you think the odds are that these people are being abducted by, say, aliens?
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to ask you. I'd say zero.
Zero. I mean, I would say it's above zero.
What's going on here? If all these people are missing and everybody's getting up in arms,
like you said, it's the woods. People go missing.
Right. But what I'm saying is this isn't any more common than people going missing outside of the woods, right? Like it's not more of a frequency inside national parks.
Yeah, I don't know about the national park. Like,
if we looked at how many people have been missing in deserts.
It's just weird that people go, like, national parks are supposed to be a safe place to go.
But I think they're more frequented than just going out, right? That's where you go.
You're not just going out the random forest.
Right. You're going to go to Yellowstone. There's all kinds of land in California you want to wander around and shit on sticky paper. But, most people go to Yellowstone, so that makes sense.
So you don't think the odds are that the people were being abducted by aliens?
I didn't think the people said they were abducted by aliens.
You think it's 0.0? I'd say it's a less than one.
Yeah, say nothing's impossible.
But it's probably above zero. I mean,
well, we went over that again. I mean,
you think it's more or less likely that the government has been abducting some of these people and using them in programs such as MKUltra?
That's more likely. But I just think it's people are stupid. Above or below one? I'd be dead.
How fucking awesome would that be if we come out and find out that all these people were missing in these national parks? The government had them all fucked up in a, program
injecting them with syphilis and stuff they're known to do.
Not the Tuskegee experiments, but
oh, you've heard of that? Very good.
It fucked me up. Did you do a show? I heard of that?
Did you
show
on that?
Systemic racism in America.
Oh, wow.
Marissa, who's in the chat, was on that show that day. It was a great show.
Yeah, that comes under a very broad heading. Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
All right. Well, I have an appointment. I have to.
You gotta.
Oh, you done, Armand?
I have to get to podiatry work.
Well, thank you for coming in. We appreciate you as always. We have. What time's your appointment over? Because we have such a special thing.
3:30.
Oh, we do.
3:30.
Damn it, Armand.
You know,
I have.
We can do it. We can do it.
Talking about fungal nails.
After we get over here, we'll as soon as you get done, find us and we'll start.
How long are you coming back?
Because we got a special surprise for you.
If he's coming back.
You coming back?
It depends on how long. Hopefully, I get dinner out of this.
Never mind. We'll save those for.
He's on a mission later.
This guy's kind of cheap. I don't know. I'm lucky if I get this job, which is.
You know what?
I'll tell you about
it. We won't save him back, but I'll mark him and we'll replay it later because we got some voicemails for you.
Oh, for me?
A bunch of voicemails for you, actually.
We put out a call to action on you.
Thanks again, Armand. See you later. Good luck on the defeat.
Yeah, but I mean, how cool would that be if not cool? Like, again, that's terrible to say, but not in that sense. But like from a conspiracy perspective of it, that if the government was, taking these people and there was just some big, the case got cracked. That'd be gnarly.
It'd be fucking crazy.
People would be getting hung.
What other kind of stuff we got here that's interesting about this? I had it marked here, I thought, is a convenient place to kill your spouse or an enemy.
Yes.
So if you got a friend that's pissed you off, or your wife's pissed you off, let's go out to fucking Yellowstone.
Well, if your friend and your wife pissed you off, take them there together. Kill them both.
Ooh, maybe they're cheating. Any which way, you can take them out off the path. Hey, check it out. I know these paths are well. Come off this way off the path. All you got to take them is 100 foot off the path, we decided, basically.
And you go running for a month before so that you can outrun them, and then they can't find you.
How many of these do you think are wildlife?
Of the ones that aren't brought, so I read probably 30 or 40 different stories.
Yeah, I've read probably 50, 60 of them too.
Okay, so
I gotta outdo you.
So. I would say, but I would say out of the ones that I read and out of the ones that they were found again but just dead, 90% of the ones that were found and dead were wildlife.
Well, it's either something supernatural.
So if they got a forensic,
what do you say? That it's either a murderer, an animal, or something supernatural.
If this was bones.
Where they lost themselves.
If this was Bones.
The show Bones? Never watched it.
Well, if this was Bones, they'd have that little weird guy down there trying to look at the teeth marks on the bones and figure out, this was an animal. They'd know that. I mean, it's not like as a society we're dumb. We can figure out if and what animal chewed you up. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's got to be more to this stuff. There's more. Well, there's way more to this. There's autopsy reports.
That's
true.
I think this is another one of those sensationalized things to get people to buy a book that somebody's putting out or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying that if there is information left out on purpose, it's to make the narrative. Because if somebody's found dead and they don't know why, they're going to figure out why. Okay? They're going
to make sure it wasn't found.
No, they don't just let it go.
If they have a body, they just don't usually let it go.
Exactly. Like if they can look at this and say, oh, shit, that's been chewed up. We got to figure out what chewed that up.
And then it's no longer a mystery.
Is there a bear problem? Is there a wolf problem?
Well, even at that point, you can see that it's chewed up. It's no longer a mystery. Attacked by an animal, killed by an animal, eaten by an animal.
Well, but you still don't want to. Somebody could be shot. Somebody could be shot and then thrown to the wolves.
Ooh, that's true.
You know what I mean?
So Todd out there earlier today was talking about these places like Yosemite, ginormous. He says it's easy to go out there and get lost and become wolf shit. That's a special kind of guy.
He did describe it as wolf shit. Yeah. That's good.
I gotta agree. It can't be too hard to go out there if you don't know what you're doing and get lost. There's a story of an 8-year-old boy, though, who was considered to be like a junior mountain man. You know what I mean? He wandered away from his parents and got caught and got lost and never seen from again. You know what I mean?
And they considered him to be like a little woodsman.
They didn't fear him going out by himself. An 8-year old.
My kid's 9 and she can't fucking cross the street by herself.
Well, mine is roughly the same, but doesn't allow to cross the street.
You feel like as a society that's getting worse too? Like as I was a kid, well, not only that, but I was more of a roughneck than like.
I remember in first grade walking home from school.
Yeah, in the snow.
Crossing streets. Crossing railroad tracks.
That's like what, 6?
We walked down the railroad tracks in first grade.
I know, man. Preach in the choir.
So I don't know. It's a little weird. Goddamn pussification of America. Check out that episode. It was a while back.
Did we name it that?
The pussification of America? Yeah. That's an Armand type of thing, though.
But so what do you think, though, man? Overall, with these, there are probably,
like I said,
half of these are probably legitimate people that are missing that have got lost on their journeys, wherever they're in the park.
But. I would say most of them. I mean, what's not legitimate? It has to be a murder or a paranormal for it not to be legitimate. You get eaten by an animal or get lost. That's legitimate.
That's legitimate. Yeah, I mean, national parks. I think what they should do is have more no trespassing signs in a national park. Like, hey, don't go here because the last motherfucker that went here, we never found.
How about, if you're going to go hiking, why not have a fucking tracking device on you, like a GPS tracker?
You can buy those you can get one at your phone company. They'll add it on your plan for $10 a month, and it's a little, you can track anything, yeah, live, real time.
You need a beacon or something. Take something with you.
Yeah, fucking signals, smoke flare, something. Trail of breadcrumbs.
Yeah, I don't know. We've gone out hiking with our kid plenty of times, and we're pretty, like Jessica says here, I wouldn't let my kid leave my side. I don't think I would ever let my kid leave my side either.
No.
Running ahead in the path makes me nervous, you know what I'm saying? In a wooded path, running up ahead and cross behind a tree. As soon as they're out of sight, you get that fucking feeling in your stomach.
You know what it is, though? It's control of the situation that you're giving up when they're that far away. Because that far away, like, you know, the worst thing could happen, and you couldn't catch up. Like, if somebody could just run, grab her, take her, boom, and you're gone, and you can't catch up because they're that far ahead of you.
Yeah.
So when you're giving up control of the situation when that's the case. So.
Marissa says, the way shit is in the world, my kids aren't allowed to be alone until 17. That's fair. Maybe a little early for me.
I told my daughter she's getting a date till 21.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Sounded like a good time.
You gonna order a shotgun and have that kind of thing just sitting around? You can sit there in a rocking chair with a shotgun across your... Why not? She can get one. It's free. $10. I think it's $10.
I think it's like 30, but either way.
All right. What else do I got here? Oh, I also wondered how many people might have found like a cave and went to explore a cave. You know, oh, fuck, there's a cave here. I'm just going to go inside of it. Trip, fall, going, dropping a hole inside of a cave. There could be plenty of holes all over the place. These mountains have caves, have sinkholes, that have fucking holes. You can fall in a hole that's right next to a bush. That's it for you.
The thing is, you could be a mile away from any help at all, just 1 mile, and you trip and break your ankle, and you are now 100 miles away from any help.
So we're watching the show on TV called Yellowstone. We're catching up with it. But any which way, there are these Asian, might have been Japanese, I think it was, tourists that happened to be on dude's property right next to Yellowstone. They're taking pictures and stuff of this fucking grizzly bear. He's like, get the fuck off my property. That's a goddamn grizzly bear. It's dangerous. Well, later on in the episode, they called back to that kind of a setup. Two of the tourists had fallen on the side of a cliff. They were like hanging there trying to get away from this fucking grizzly bear. And it just so happens that the guy like was looking for that grizzly because the boss had told him, go out there, find this fucking grizzly and run him off. He tries to throw a rope down to him. They both die. It's a whole fucking thing.
They both died on the show live?
It's a fake show. It's not a real show. It's dramatized. He throws the rope down. They fucking panic, try to put it around both of them. He's like, I can't fucking do both of you. The first lady slips. And then the dude's like, fucking, I'm falling too.
Oh, did he fall too?
He just fell down. God damn it. Then the dude shot the grizzly. It was a whole thing. Right in the head. Good shot. I don't know. It's a good show. But my point is, those people were lost in the wilderness. They just decided to go out. They got lost. Fucking bear chased them. Then they fell off a cliff.
And then they fell.
The odds that nobody's ever, like, this was, it's heavily wooded. You wouldn't even really think it's a cliff type of thing. You know what I mean? It's a rock face. There's trees growing up from below, but it could still be 40, 50, 60 feet down, and the trees have grown up high. You'd never know to look there or to even go down there.
Yeah, I would.
There's probably places like that out there where there's cliff faces where
there's like lemmings. 3-4 bodies at the bottom.
It's like lemmings. People just walked lemmings. Off.
You know what I mean? Sparta in the movie 300. Exactly. They just run them off the cliff.
No shit, man. It's the same thing. I don't know.
Yeah, well,
so do I think there's
so
something?
Jeff DeJanner has a good point. He says, don't waste time talking about the people that aren't found. Only talk about those that are found under mysterious circumstances.
And you're not wrong there, too. People like that kid walked up 3,000 foot, somehow got up on top of that mountain, 3,000 foot up it. Whatever the circumstances is, I doubt it was right at a 3,000 foot cliff face. You know what I mean? I'd like to know more about this mountain, quote unquote, that he got 3,000 feet up.
Well, I mean, the world
is there a path? Is there, you know, is it a winding path back up to where he was? Or is it straight rock?
Is it scalable?
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The one old boy, though, 3,000 miles, man, from New York to Sacramento. And he doesn't remember anything but being in a big rig.
Yeah, that's a weird one too.
But he also mentioned,
I think he just fucking left his wife, went on a wild time.
That's what I think too. He left and was trying to, you know, grass all his greener deal, but they figured it out. But he said, I think I have a head injury. That's what he told the detectives and officers at the airport. I think I have a head injury.
They scanned him or anything, do you know?
I don't know if they scanned him, but
cops are like,
oh,
head injury.
A head injury.
Hmm.
Okay. Yep. Ship this one back to his wife. Yep. Fuck yeah, man.
We got another code. Fucking 69, boys.
Anything?
It's a code 69. No worry.
Anything.
All right. Well, that's about all I got for this fucking subject. What do you think, Eric?
Yeah, I think
we got to do a little quick.
And you know what? Look. Maybe we may have been a little condescending here.
I don't think so. I think we gave it a.
But it is important to look at these from a realistic point of view. Here, as great as it sounds and everything, it when you put it under a microscope, it just doesn't. It doesn't hold up.
I'm right there with you.
You know what I mean? Like, there's definitely more to it. There's more that can be researched, if it was researched more, that this guy wouldn't have books.
True, I agree with you there. I'll say that it is possible that it is aliens. I'll say that it is possible the government is abducting people, but it's coincidental. I think that you're seeing it in national parks. You know what I mean? I would say if you want to get that crazy about aliens abducting people, highways are a problem, because you always hear about people being pulled over by the alien on the highway. We've got 4,000 people disappeared on our nation's highways.
How many people have disappeared on the highways this year?
Yeah. I mean, that's a good question. You know what I mean? If why not do a show about the people on the highways? It's got to be
rest areas.
Rest areas.
Rest area disappearances and rapes. That happens too.
You know, I had that happen.
Havens for that sort of thing. Yeah.
All right. Anyway, well, let's go from rapes to talk about our nice new little sponsor for the show here.
Yeah, yeah.
Pure Ratios.
from rapes. Gosh, what a segue. You know what I mean?
They love us over there. You guys have heard us talk about CBD for the last couple of weeks and Pure Ratios. Again, CBD is the non-psychoactive main chemical of marijuana. They figured out a way now to grow it and extract it to where you've only got CBD, and they're creating products that are good for all number of fucking ailments, from simple pains to headaches to anxieties to topical lotions to anxiety pills for your dog. I hate to use the term, it's almost snake oil. There's so many different things that this treats. It's a very generalized medication. What are your thoughts, Eric?
We're supposed to be with it.
I am with it. I'm saying it's very generalized. It's in the claim that like snake oil is. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
snake
oil cures everything. Right. It's inflammation, pain, arthritis. There's all kinds of different things. Anxiety. You know, there's a number of different ailments that it treats.
So yeah. Pure CBD was founded by two natural health practitioners with over 45 years of hands-on experience in the cannabis industry. They have their origins rooted in modern medicine and natural medicine. They took science and research and laboratory testing and combined it all together to deliver a safe and therapeutic cannabis product. They ship to every state in the U.S. legally, and all their products contain less than 0.3% THC, which is, you know, the psychoactive ingredient of marijuana.
And you won't fail a drug test for this, correct?
That's what they say. You want to try it?
Yeah.
You got to quit weed for a month or so. And then
fuck that.
Yeah. I like the CBD they gave us anyway. So head over to pureratiocbd.com to learn more. Check out their giant selection of CBD products, ranging from vape pens and cartridges to lip balms and salves to topical hemp patches. There's something for everyone in nearly every ailment over at Pure Ratio CBDs. Again, you can find them online at pureratiocbd.com. The site is packed loaded with information and testimonials and more info on CBD than you could ever hope to take in. It uses a first-class and secure e-commerce system. And when you're checking out, be sure to remember to use our code SURREAL420. That's SURREAL 420. And you'll save 20% on every order you make.
Did you say SURREAL 420?
I did.
Or just SURREAL 20? SURREAL 420.
420.
Like
surreal,
weed?
SURREAL. Like weed. Like, okay, marijuana.
Yeah, I gotcha.
The mayor. Marijuana. Anyway, thanks again for Pure Ratios for the support of the show. We love you guys. And
definitely.
Check out their stuff. Eric's wearing a shirt today. He's letting everybody in the chat see that today. He loves his Pure Ratio shirt. I actually have your extra.
Good.
I have your extra.
You know what
one
I mean? Like, it's a nice quality. It's not like
a piece of shit.
No, it feels like a white t-shirt is what it feels like, with just a little bit of silkscreen on it. But yeah.
All right, guys, stick around. We'll be back here in a short for the social show. We hope to see you all there. We got a shit ton of voicemails today, a fair amount of emails. You got time still to get in and leave your voicemails. Go to SurrealTalkPodcast.com.
Please do.
Click and leave a voicemail. We're going to be playing a lot of the Fuck You Armands from 2 weeks ago.
Oh, it's going to be good.
If you guys want to add some more Fuck You Armands,
I may have a special surprise for you as well.
Oh wow. I heard about it this morning. It's not too special.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Only two of them came in. So,
what, they came to you?
No, they came to the voicemail thing.
How do you know who it was?
I see everything.
Fucking.
Anyway.
They use their email and names?
Yes.
Goddamn kids.
SurrealTalkPodcast.com. Check that out. Remember to vote in the poll. Vote for Team Everett. And check out all of our socials. Just Google us. Any which way, we'll catch you guys here.
We're there.
In a bit. Make sure you're downloading the social show, because it seems like half of you aren't bothering to listen. But it seems like, here's an interesting fact. We can now see how long people, or how much of the episode people are downloading, and so facto how much you're listening. Yeah,
for the podcast.
People are listening slightly longer percentage-wise to the social shows than the actual show, which is
what?
A little weird. It's both over 80% of the shows getting downloaded on average, but still.
So out of all of our downloads, each person's averaging watching 80% of our show, or listening, listening to 80% of the show.
It could be like half 100%, half 60%. You get what I'm saying?
Right. But it's an average of 80%.
Right. Well, it's like 85, pretty close to that. It's actually pretty amazing the amount time people actually listen to.
Thank you.
Blows my mind. All right, we'll see you guys here in a few minutes.
Yeah, we'll be back, eh?
Please, wake up.
This has been Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production. Listen online at surrealtalkpodcast.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets.
How come I know so much? What the hell is going on around here? Who are you people?
Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter and get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.
I'm mad as hell! I'm not going to take it anymore!
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.